I am the fabled one, Aesop Mitchell.
Welcome to the next chapter of Aesop's K-Fables.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Partake in libations and listen.
I'm waiting for my round of applause.
Aesop's K-Fables begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Aesop Mitchell Show presented by the DWI Podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am joined, as always, by It's Him. It is him. It doth be DPP. And let's bring him right in. The man, the myth, the legend, the indie star that raises the bar. The fabled one, Aesop Mitchell.
Hooray! I've been battling the Midwest indie talent along with a chest cold. And needless to say, I've been getting my ass kicked by both.
Mucinex, sir. Mucinex.
Good luck with that.
Well, the damn weather just won't change around here, right? Isn't that the problem? It was last Thursday. I'm out on the golf course. It's 60 degrees. And 3 days later, there's 4 inches of snow on the ground. Aesop, you're the fabled one. You're the thinker. You're the man with the plan. What the fudge is going on with the meteorology here in Wisconsin?
Hey, man, this is Trump's America. I can't say exactly what's going on.
As Sterling Archer would say, eat a dick, weather.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Big time. It's made my life absolutely miserable driving back from La Crosse.
What was that, 6 hour drive? It ended up being 6 hours.
Six and a half. Yeah, usually a 3 hour drive turned into a 6.5 hour drive, including driving for about 180 miles, 35 miles per hour in a 70. It was awful. Awful.
Okay, so let's relive the whole thing. You left La Crosse at what time?
10:30-ish.
Was it just you?
It was myself, it was Sierra, and it was Vanessa Zuri.
And who was driving?
Well, me. Unless you want to count the girls driving me crazy. Ring the bell! Yeah!
And you don't have to divulge exactly what type of vehicle it was, but was it a car? Was it a small SUV?
Yeah,
what were we dealing with?
2010 Ford Fusion. And we had to be back. Usually, like, I got a high school friend that stays up there. A friend from high school. Let me specify. Otherwise, that gets really creepy real fast. A friend from high school that stays in the area. And usually on most days, I'll just, like, we'll go up there and we'll stay overnight and then drive back the next morning just to make life easy. I get to see my friend, blah, 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 blah. But Miss Sierra had to be back early in the morning for her debut in Shimmer, which is a huge thing. So,
nice.
You know, yeah. I want to throw that shout out to her because she is one of my best friends in wrestling, and to see her get to where she's at, especially at her incredibly young age, you know, screw you for being awesome, Sierra. You're an asshole. But, yeah, she impressed them so much, they brought her back the next day. So, you know, like, for her to get not one but two Shimmer tapings, that's really freaking cool. So shout-outs to her.
So the girls are driving you crazy. We're in the Ford Fusion. We do not have all-wheel drive. I'm guessing, oh, my goodness, folks.
This just in.
Crazy.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Do not adjust the speakers. Mr. Velvet Pipes himself has made this whole Aesop Mitchell experience exponentially cooler. That's right, it is your man, 50 Grand, the MVP himself, baby. Put your hands together and show your love for the one, the only, highly imitated, never duplicated, never another, Mr. Platt, baby.
New world order.
For life.
Oh, my gosh.
Viva la raza!
Are you on speed? You keep shaking so much on the video. What the hell is going on? Settle down.
Asa Mitchell, I apologize. We do have the MVP here coming in hot and heavy during the Asa Mitchell show. I know you love to spar it up with him, but Mr. Platt, we are in the middle of a snow-driven drive home here from the Fabled One. He was it Vanessa, Zuri, and Sierra driving you nuts in the car, correct?
Yeah.
We're in a 2010 Ford Fusion. We're going 35 and 70. It takes us 6 hours to get home. What's the worst part of the whole drive besides the girls driving you crazy?
Oh, the worst part of the whole drive is after they're done driving me crazy, I'm the smartass that tells them, hey, you got a big day tomorrow. Take a nap. So then I'm driving in pure pitch black darkness with no music on, and I'm trying to stay awake, and it's, like, barely happening. That was awful. And not to mention, anytime you drift off, you know, slightly to the left or the right, my car decides that we're going to attempt to spin out and kill everyone sitting in my 2010 Ford Fusion.
Oy vey, oy vey. So you got home, what, 4:30 in the morning?
4:30. It was rough.
Dedication right there. Hey, let's go back. Go ahead.
We are wrestlers. We're like the fucking mailmen of the sports entertainment business. Rain, sleet, or snow, goddammit.
That deserves a pop. Fair enough.
Here you go. Let's go back earlier in the evening. RCCW, tell us the events that took place and the whole glorious evening that you had.
Oh, man. Talk about a fantastic night. You see, last month, if you did not know, I was challenged to a Loser Leaves Town match against Maru, the silly Samoan himself. Needless to say, I had the match firmly in my control, even after his body slam on the floor and ankle lock and maybe like a butterfly suplex into the turnbuckle, all the above. A$AP Mitchell still came out victorious, and I decided to attempt to get the entire RCCW crowd into a wonderful sing-along of na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye. You know, try to get some soul up into the lacrosse area. Am I right, C. Platt? Am I right? That's a Marvin Gaye right there. That's a Marvin Gaye. What's going on? Woo.
I digress. Wow. I digress.
Fantastic. So, you know, Fabled One, he's there. He's the past. He's the present. And he's most definitely the future of RCCW wrestling. Woo-hoo!
I never realized that the guys from They Live tatted on your chest, like the aliens from They Live. I didn't realize you had them tatted on your chest.
It's a barbershop quartet of skeletons. Thank you very much, asswipe.
Well, I forgot also that you're 12, so you probably have never seen They Live, but you should go check it out, man. Roddy Piper's the star, so go check it out. It'll be good for you.
Oh, I came here to throw insults and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
And did you know, April 11th was National Barbershop Quartet Day, so you just missed, I don't know if you celebrated, but, yeah.
I actually did know that. I was in a fair amount of barbershop quartets and choirs back in my youth. You would not know, but I was a lovely tenor.
That's funny. I was a not soprano, but what's the next lowest one up? Like when I was a kid.
Alto.
Thank you. I could hit those up. Oh, I could hit those pretty well. So yes, I too have a musical background.
Oh my! Oh my. Is Casey in the Sunshine Band here today? Like, what's going on?
Shake, 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 shake your booty.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Another.
This has now turned into a variety show.
To quote another Casey and the Sunshine Band song, na 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 na. Chris Platt, give it up. Give it up. Baby, give it up. Oh, my. He's got that vibrato.
Da doopa doopa dee doo. It's called La Doopa Loopas. You remember when the Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
ICW, April 19th. Aesop, you will be. This is the only way to get the show moving. I know how it works around this posse. I put it together for crying out loud. Come on, meow. 6-man gauntlet match. Tell me who's involved, what your expectations are, and how much devastation will be happening in the.
Well, we all know the expectations. Aesop Mitchell's going to win that shit. Am I right? But it's myself. It's Sierra. It's TW3. It's Captain Spicoli. It's the young kid Mason. And it's Rocky King. So we're going to see where I get thrown in the mix. I know it's going to be a wild night. Hell, we have Colt Cabana there that night wrestling the Marman, Mario Andrew Cavello. So it's going to be a wild, crazy night celebrating the 420 Classic like ICW always does. It always gets to be a wild and wacky evening when it comes to ICW. But anytime you start to get these guys in a wrestling ring after 7 o'clock, because normally we run some matinee shows, oh boy, be ready.
So you're saying there's going to be quite the raucous crowd?
Just a tad.
Just a tad.
I don't know. It's 420. They may be very subdued. It might be like a New Japan crowd. They just politely clap after every big move. You know what I mean?
It's because the Japanese are very polite. If you have ever been to an ICW show, it's anything but that. They're way too close to the damn ring. I hate it.
It's like ECW on acid.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, we got Deathmatch legend Corporal Robinson there too, so it's going to be the last time when he just randomly showed up to the non-smoking venue and just lit a cigarette in the middle of the locker room and decided to go out there. I was like, this is really fucking cool.
Oh boy.
All right, before we slide it on over here, let's get all the social media out of the way. You are listening to the Aesop Mitchell Show on the DWI podcast. You can follow us at Podcast DWI. You can check us out on Facebook.
At facebook.com/DWI podcast.
And on Instagram.
At it's me, DPP.
You can find me at PC Tunney. You can find him at it's me, DPP. The realist of the real, the MVP over there. Where can they find you, sir?
Well, first and foremost, ODPP looked like he was squeezing his nuts trying to hit those octaves. So that gave me joy. So thank you for that. Yes. We only see one of his hands, by the way, folks. But again, if you want to catch up with me, holler at me on Twitter at TheRealCPlat. I'm the black guy in the suit looking dapper and debonair. And if you want to take it there, just know your arms are way too short to box with God.
You can also find all of these podcasts on TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And, of course, the most important man of the hour, Mr. Aesop Mitchell, where can they find you all over the media that is quite social?
Well, despite the fact that I'm wrestling all over the Midwest currently, you can find the fabled one, Aesop Mitchell, on Facebook at Aesop Mitchell, AESOP Mitchell. You can find me on Twitter at the_fabled_1, all in words. And you can always listen to this fantastic voice on the Chairshot Radio Network. So, cranium comes first, baby, when it comes to the Chairshot Radio. And we all know that the fabled one uses his head more than he uses his muscles. Let's get this shit wrapped up, baby.
Before we go, man, always use your head.
I'm always interrupting you, and you go ahead.
Before we get out of here, before I was so rudely interrupted, you want to hear something funny? So I have a word of the day calendar, and I shit you not, this is a complete shoot. My word of the day is Aesopian.
Hey!
Nice. Yes.
I'm hijacked.
Would you tell us? Tell us the explanation.
The calendar that you bought at a fucking Whole Goods store. Am I right? Am I right? Hijacked. Aesop is everywhere, baby.
Pop. Well, number one, Ratbeard, my lady got me this off of Amazon, so there's that. Number two,
Aesop.
So the definition of Aesopian is of relating to or characteristic of Aesop or his fables. Second definition, conveying a meaning known only to some, which that kind of sums you up perfectly, huh?
I'm so irrelevant, I'm that good, baby.
Let's round out the Aesop Mitchell Show today with what's going on this Saturday, Spring Slamboree, Elks Lodge 400, 2301, Springdale Road, BCW. Aesop Mitchell will be taking on none other than Shooter, Scott Marciano. You've had quite the rivalry with him and the Marman.
Yeah, those sexy shooters, a-holes. I don't know what their problem is. Maybe they're just so overwhelmed with how debonair me and the other member of high society, Derek St. Holmes, is. But Shooter Scott can bring whatever he wants with that 4'7" frame that he's got. The little midget doesn't quite know what he's dealing with. I'm a whole new person. I'm a whole new wrestler. And I've bought new, nice linen shirts to whoop some ass in. That's a promo, baby. Woo!
DP, you got anything to add to that?
I've just, you know, we've been watching the rivalry for at least a couple months now. It's good to see the hairs coming back after the Marman got to shave you off. But, you know, you're back and better than ever, brother.
Oh, shave him off. Okay.
Shave.
Hey.
Careful, brother.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, especially with this cold weather spring that we're having, I'm glad I can keep my cranium a little bit warmer. I can deal with that.
It's still snow outside, my goodness. All right, I know you have a weekend off, finally, next weekend. A little family time. Hang out, get some things done, spend some time
Hallelujah. With
your child. There you go. But what's coming up in the near future for Aesop Mitchell?
All right, well, I'll be, like I said, at ICW this Thursday. I will also be at BCW this Saturday. 2 weeks from Saturday, I'll be at WPW. The Friday after that, I will be in RCCW again. Got to continue my reign. And then, of course, on my free days, I like to go and visit all types of wrestling, wherever the hell it is. We got two brand new promotions starting off this Friday, and you bet your ass I'm going to throw my face in the mix in some way, shape, or form with Zelo Pro wrestling at Turner Hall Ballroom, and we got MKE Wrestling under new management, and this is going to be one hell of a good week for wrestling itself. And now you hear that Aesop Mitchell has been asked to come to a state near you. We've got Iowa, we've got Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. So I'm rounding out all the Midwest, baby. And pretty soon you're going to see the sexy man beard himself and the last real gentleman in wrestling at a turnbuckle near you, baby.
Aesop, take us into chapter 15 of your very A Fables.
Some people don't take a loss all that well. Aesop Mitchell is quite different, though. Especially when that loss comes at his opponent's career. Take a gander and take every piece of audio quality that the Chair Shot Radio provides, and listen to the next chapter as we promptly shit on Maru.
Welcome to the next chapter of Aesop's Kayfables. I have a very special episode, and we're going to ask the River City Championship Wrestling locker room what they feel now that Maru is officially banished from RCCW. Let's go. Let's go talk to these people, shall we? Shall we? Hey, guys, quick question. How do you feel about Maru getting kicked out of RCCW?
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, tell me how you feel about Maru getting banished from RCCW because of Aesop Mitchell.
Thank God.
Exactly. Come on, let's go ask some more people. Hey, Chris Black, quick question. How do you feel about Maru getting banished from RCCW because Aesop Mitchell pinned him in the ring 1, 2, 3?
Who's Maru?
Exactly! Oh, here's some more people! Hey, Vic the Sick, what do you feel about Maru never being back to RCCW again?
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Woo! Amen! Alright, over here, we got another person. Hey, look, it's the loser himself, Maru! How you doing, Maru?
How dare you!
Ah! That's the mother!
Hey, God. Get up, guys!
Get him up! Dare you. Get him up!
Dare you.
Get him up!
How dare you!
Get him up! Needless to say, this episode is fire. Tune in next time. Bye-bye.